Once again, I was asked to remind everybody that if someone wants to sponsor the Daf Yomi, they can be sponsored for $54 as we try to complete our new building that will host all of our shiurim. And the email for Daf sponsorship, do you remember what it is? I don't remember. Okay, we'll get it tomorrow, Bezer Hashem. And today's shiur is sponsored. Do we have a sponsor for today's shiur? I think someone emailed yesterday, yeah?
Oh, we did. It was 2 days and it was in your honor.
Okay, but it was by Mayor Borenstein, I think it was. So we thank him very much for the sponsorship in whoever's honor it was, and we should continue to learn Torah together. And we thank you very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and we are at Vidilma. We're right in the middle of the conversation. So what's going on over here is we had mentioned yesterday in the middle of Pei Dalet Amud Beis that if a person shechts an animal on Shabbos for the sake of a chodesh, yesh bo sakana, where there's a mitzvah to shecht an animal in order to save his life, so you shecht a chayo or an oaf for him, so is there a mitzvah of Kisei Hadam? So that's what, so we had a whole brisa that had a whole back and forth, and we brought a raya from one line in the brisa where we had said, Katani Mias, this one line in the brisa said, Kisei She'in Vada'o Docha Shabbos, that a Vadai Chiyuv Kisei is not Docha Shabbos. So apparently, you don't do mitzvahs Kisei on Shabbos when you shecht an animal on Shabbos, and presumably the case is where you're shechting for a chola. So we're going to address that raya, and then we're going to just discuss the whole rest of the brisa in whose context that raya came. Meaning there was a whole brisa that discussed whether that uses comparisons to tkiyah shofar and to milah to explain whether kisui should be docha shabbos or not. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to have machlokas whether there's a mitzvah of kisui adam on a shchita she'en ru'uya. There's machlokas from Meir Rabbi Shimon whether shchita she'en ru'uya shma shchita or lo shma shchita, and they argue whether you do kisui adam when there is a shchita she'en ru'uya. So the Gemara is going to explain this is not the only time they argue about Shechita Shein Uriah. They also argue about Shechita Shein Uriah when it comes to the Yisur of Osov Espino. What if you do with Shechita Shein Uriah? Is that a violation of Osov Espino? So the Gemara is going to explain why Rebbe Paskin's one way in the Machlokas by Osov Espino and another way in the Machlokas by Kisei Adam. You would imagine that it would be consistent, either Shechita Shein Uriah, Shema Shechita, or Lo Shema Shechita. So the entire Amud Aleph from the Mishnah down is going to be explaining what the logic behind each Shita is in each machlokas, and why Rebbe paskins differently in each machlokas. Then the Gemara is going to explain the chiddush that even Rebbe Meir, who holds shchita shein ruya is shma shchita, would say, you know, it's not totally a good shchita, it's not matir ba'achila. So the Gemara is going to explain what the chiddush is. Of course not matir ba'achila, you're shechting a treifa animal or whatever it is. There's a reason it's a shchita she'ena ruya. And then the Gemara is going to explain what the chiddush is when we say that even Rebbe Shimon holds that shchita shein ruya lo shma shchita, that it's not a valid shchita, a shchita shein ruya, he would agree that it's at least mitar midei nevela, that at least it's not a nevela. So we can explain what the chiddush of that line is as well. And then we're going to bring a raya in the bottom half of the amud that chulin shnishchu ba'zara is in fact da'oraisa. And then the daf is going to conclude with a story that relates to the mitzvah of kisui hadam. So let's begin daf pei daladam beis. So we had just said the last line we read yesterday was katani mias. This brisa told us, among the many other things that it told us, kisui she'in vado docha shabbos, that you have a kisui hadam where even when it's a vadei chiyuv, it's not docha shabbos. So my vado de kisui de lo docha shabbos. What's the case of a vadei chiyuv of kisui hadam where it's not docha shabbos? Lav hashochet lechola b'shabbos. Isn't that talking about a case where you shecht for the sake of a chola on Shabbos? So you see that when you shecht a chayor of for a challah on Shabbos, you still don't do the mitzvah of kisui, you don't do the kisui adam. Says the Gemara of Vidilma, maybe the brisa is not talking about v'shachting for a challah, da'avar v'shachat. It's a case where a person violated Shabbos and shechted for a healthy person, and it wasn't for a challah at all. And so that shechita was totally usher. So that's why he's not chayv in kisui adam. But you can't necessarily bring a raya from there that if he had permission to shecht, he was shechting for a challah, that you wouldn't do kisui adam. Maybe Yitaka would do kisui adam. Says Gemara, no, it can't be a case where you didn't have veira with this shechita, because dumya damila, because the brisa compares this to a mila b'shabbos. Well, ma mila b'rishos, just like mila on Shabbos is permissible, it's a mitzvah of kisei nami birishus. The kisei adam that we're describing that you're doing on Shabbos must be in the context of a shechita that is a mitzvah, the shechita that is permitted. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says, the mitzvah of kisei adam. So from there, Rabbi has a good raya against Rav Ina, who said that shochel l'chol b'Shabbos is chayev l'chasos. No, over here it's clearly assuming in the brisa that you're shechting for a chola, and nevertheless it says ein v'adol docha Shabbos. So you don't do the mitzvah of kisei on Shabbos. So now, the Gemara explains the rest of the Braisa. The rest of the Braisa had a whole bunch of funny comparisons with Tkiya Shofar and with other things, so we're going to try to understand the rest of the Braisa. So Amulo, part of this Braisa was that the Chachamim rejected Rabbi Yossi's Raya from Mila, and they said, Tkiya Shofar b'gvulun tochiach, Shein vado adocha Shabbos usveka adocha yomtov. Tkiya Shofar outside of the Mikdash cannot be done on Shabbos, and nevertheless, even a suffix Tkiya Shofar, you do on Yom Tov. So says Mar, my Sveka, what do you mean a suffix Tkiya Shofar? Where is there ever a situation where you're Mesupak, whether you're allowed to blow Shofar on Yom Tov? If you're talking about a case where somehow you're not sure whether it's yontif or a weekday, well, that's not really much of a safek. Meaning, what would be the whole issue? You're definitely allowed to blow shofar on yontif, on Rosh Hashanah. You're definitely allowed to blow shofar on a weekday, right? There's a, either way, you're allowed to blow shofar. So it wouldn't even make any sense to call that a safek. So what exactly is the case of safek tkiya shofar? It cannot be a case of a safek chol, safek yomtov. Ella suffik ish, suffik isha. The case must be a case where it's a suffik ish, suffik isha, where you have a tumtum and androgynous, where they're allowed to blow shofar on Yom Tov. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. That's the pircha for Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Chumash is saying to Rabbi Yossi, that he learned from Mila, the Kisei Adam, that the Vaday is not Docha Shabbos, how the suffik should not be Docha Yom Tov. Tkiya Shofar, the Vaday is not Docha Shabbos, and nevertheless, the suffik of Tkiya Shofar is Docha Yom Tov. For Rabbi Yossi, the reason Rabbi Yossi didn't think that this was much of a pircha, he wasn't bothered by Tkiya Shofar L'tameh, he's L'shitaso. Damar Isha Vadois Namitaka. He holds that even if it's you have a Vaday woman, she's able to do the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, even though she's not Mechuyav in Tkiya Shofar. But by Kisei Dam of a Safik Behema, Safik Chaya, if we would know that it's definitely a Behema, you would definitely, it would be Usur to be Mechasa the Dam on Yom Tov. So a suffik bame, a suffik chayokai, which is a suffik, you're also not mechalal yom tov to be mechasa the dam. So the two cases are not comparable at all when it comes to tkiya shofar. Even al atzad, that it was a vaday woman, that it's a vaday not chiyuv, she would be allowed to blow the shofar. But when it comes to kisei adam on yom tov, you're not allowed to do kisei adam on the tzad that it's a behema. Titania, and where do we learn this shitas Rabbi Yossi? The Braisa tells us bnei yisrael somchin. V'lo b'nos Yisrael somchos. B'nei Yisrael, men are allowed to do smicha on their karbanos. They're supposed to do smicha on their karbanos, but b'nos Yisrael cannot do smicha on the karbanos that they bring. Rabbi Yosef and Shimon omrim, nashim somchos rishos. But then Rabbi Yosef and Shimon say that women are allowed to do smicha, even though they're not chayiv in doing smicha, and it's not a violation of an isra of avoda b'kachim. And by tkiya shofar as well, Rabbi Yosef holds it's mutter for them to blow on Rosh Hashanah, even though they're not chayiv, it's not a violation of chilul yom tov. When a person does smicha on the carbon, he has to do it b'kol kocho. And if he does it stam, without a tzorach kiyama mitzvah, it would be a violation of a melacha with a behemas kodesh shalol tzorach. It would be a violation of an isser. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon hold that women, even though they're not chayavos in the mitzvah smicha, they're allowed to do the mitzvah smicha. That's what Rashi understands. Sounds like Rashi's saying that they're doing the mitzvah smicha b'kol kocho, and that we don't consider that an iser because it's done in the context of the mitzvah of smicha, so it's not considered to be an iser of malacha bibehemas hagdish. However, Tosfos points out that even Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow smicha b'chol kochan, because this is a beferish sugi maseches chagiga on daf tazayinam beis, where Rabbi Yossi says, "Sachli abe el azar, pam achas hayilanu egel shel zivchei shlamim." One time we had a korban, ve'vianu le'ezrus nashim v'somcha lov nashim, and we brought it to the ezrus nashim, and the women did smicha on it there. Ve'lo mipnei she smicha b'nashim, elikidei lasas nachas ruach l'nashim, and not because of that women can do smicha. But it was just to make nachas ruach, to make them happy. So the Gemara over there says, what, to be nachas ruach l'nashim, you're allowed to do an isra of avodah b'kachim? The women are complaining. Okay, fine, let them do an avera. The Gemara, no way, we're not. If they're not allowed to do it, they're not allowed to do it. There's no nachas ruach. So the Gemara over there says, they weren't somich b'chol kochan. They just put their hands on top of the behema and made it look like it was an imitation smicha. It made it look like they were doing a smicha. So for those reasons, they allow women to do smicha, because they're not being somich b'chol kochan, so they're not violating the Yisr. And we let them do this fake smicha, which normally we wouldn't allow either, because why would we allow? Why would we have them do a pretend Yisr? We let it nachas ruach. Nachas ruach was enough to let them do it. So it says Tosos, why does Rashi say that according to Rabbi Yossi, smichas anashim, there's no Yisr of avodah b'kachim? That's not true. There is an Yisr of avodah b'kachim if they do it b'chol kochan. It's only when they don't do it b'chol kochan that there's no Yisr. So Tosos says that the explanation of our Gemara over here is a little bit different. Rabbi Yossi is mati the smicha b'nashim, even though it looks like, not that it is, but it looks like an isra of avodah b'kachim, and that's the dimyon, that's the comparison to tkiyah shofar and yom tov, because tkiyah shofar and yom tov is also not a malacha. It just looks like a malacha. As the Gemara in Shabbos says, tkiyah shofar chachma ve'ena malacha. So we allow women to do it on yom tov. So that's machlokas Rashi and Tosos, exactly how to understand our Gemara. But it does seem that when it comes to smicha, even if you all nashim somchos rishos, it doesn't really mean it. It doesn't really mean that they do smicha b'chol kochad, because that risks an iser. But absent the risk of an iser, we would let women do mitzvahs that they're not chayiv in doing, and that's why women do in fact volunteer mitzvahs to say shazman gram. Of course, there is a major machlokas rishonim between the Balei HaTosfos and the Rambam, whether women should recite a bracha on mitzvah say shazman grama. Rabbi Natam, in many places in Shas, writes that women do recite a bracha on mitzvah say shazman grama. It's Tosin Erevin Daf Tzadivav in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, that since we pass in Nashim Somchos, so they could be mevarich when they do a mitzvah shazman grama. And that's the sheet of the Ran in Rosh Hashanah over there as well, and in Masechta Sukkah, that Nashim Somchos, and therefore they're able to say a bracha as well. It's all based on this idea that Nashim Somchos, that they're allowed to volunteer that which they're not chayiv in doing. The Rambam, of course, in the third paragraph of Chassidus paskins that women are not allowed to recite a bracha on a mitzvah that they're pater from. Pashas is simply the word vitzivanu. They can't say the word vitzivanu. So that's addressed by the Ran. Vitzivanu, says the Ran, sure they could say it, because vitzivanu means klal Yisrael. The klal Yisrael is mitzuva in the mitzvah. Others suggest that the concern is not only the word vitzivanu, it's just the chomer iser of bracha levat, that this would be potentially a brach levatala. The Tosel says only to Rabbanan. Brach levatala is only nisid Rabbanan. So we're allowed to risk it, considering that women are being mekayim a mitzvah with this with mitzvah say when they do mitzvah say shazman grama. So now the Gemara asks on the response of the Chacham in the Brisa on the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Ravina, umay dekami Rabbanan. According to the Chum that hold that a woman is not allowed to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and the limud of Rabbi Yossi from Mila that if a vadei chiyuv is not doch a Shabbos, then there's no doubt that a suffik chiyuv is not doch a yom tov. So they responded with the raya from tkiyah shofar that a suffik is doch a yom tov, even though the Vaday is not Tocha Shabbos, meaning that we do Safik Tkiya Shofar on Yom Tov, even though Vaday Tkiya Shofar is not done on Shabbos, to Kisei Adam, which is also the Safik of Kisei Adam is Tocha Yom Tov, even though the Vaday is not Tocha Shabbos. So Islay Pircha, so there's a Raya, there's a rejection rather, to their response. Malat Tkiya Shofar, Shekin Vada'a Tocha Shabbos B'Migdash. Tkiya Shofar, where we say that a Safik Tkiya Shofar is Tocha Yom Tov, that's because Vaday Tkiyah Shofar is Docha Shabbos somewhere. It's not Docha Shabbos outside of the Mikdash, but in the Mikdash, Vaday Tkiyah Shofar is Docha Shabbos, meaning we do Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos in the Mikdash. Tomer B'Kisoy, how could you compare that to Kisoy Adam? Delay Se Klal, where there's never any Chiyuv of Kisoy on Shabbos, even if you Shecht a Vaday Chaya. So since the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is more Chamor, because you see that there's a situation where you would do it on Shabbos, you can't bring that as a Raya to the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam, which is never anywhere Nohegan on Shabbos. So the mitzvah of Kisei Adam should really be derived from the mitzvah of Mila, where the suffix is not Docha Yom Tov, and Rabbi Yossi should really be correct. So then the Brisa said, Heshev Rabbi Elazar, Kapar Baribi, Malamila, Shekinen, and Nohagis Bel Yom Tovim. No, you can't use Mila as a proper comparison either to Kisei Adam, because Mila is more Kal than Kisei Adam, since Mila doesn't happen at night. So says Gemara, B'leil Yom Tovim Udilonaga, B'shalel Naga. What an interesting way to phrase it. He said, look at Mila. Mila's never done on Yom Tov night. Well, on Yom Tov night, it's not done. Mila's done on any other night. Have you ever attended a bris at night? You haven't, right? It's not done at night. So says Gemara, Ella, Mala Mila Shkenein Nohagis B'leil Kabiyamim. Yeah, that's what we meant to say. That Mila's not knowing at night at all. Forget about Yom Tov. So Tomer B'Kisra, Shnog B'leil Kabiyamim. And therefore, Mila is more Kal than Kisri Adam, because Kisei Adam is done on, at nighttime. So the suffix of Kisei Adam maybe should be Docha Yom Tov. Since it's Noig Belelos, it's more Chamor, so it should be Docha Yom Tov. So whereas we pointed out that the comparison between Tchiyas Shofar and Kisei Adam is not exact, because by Tkiyah Shofar, it is Docha Shabbos in the situation of Vaday. The comparison between Mila and Kisei Adam is also not exact, because Mila, whereas Tkiyah Shofar is more Chamer, because it is Docha Shabbos in the Mikdash, Mila is less Chamer, because it's never done at night. So Amar Rabbi Abba Zechon, and Advarim Shom Rabbi Chia, Ein Lialein, Tshuva Veshav Rabbi Lezer HaKapar Paribi Tshuva. That was the conclusion of the Braisa. The Rabbi Abba just pointed out, this is one of those times where we thought that there's no Tshuva, and Rabbi Lezer HaKapar pointed out a tshuva to the raya. Okay, now we move on to the sugya of shchita she'en ru'uya. What if you do a shchita that will not be matir the behemah ba'achila, because the behemah has other problems with it, or will not be matir rather the chaya or the oaf ba'achila, because it's got other problems with it? Do you do a kisui adam on such a shchita? So hashochet v'nimtzei treifa, yeshech to chaya or an oaf. It turns out that it's a treifa. Hashochet avod tzchavim, yeshech to chaya or an oaf, and yeshech niyet to avodah zara. The Tosefta tells us that if someone shechts l'shem cham, l'shem levan, l'shem kochavim, l'shem mazalos, it's zivchei mesim. Zivchei mesim means it's aser ba'ana. So there's no benefit of that shechita. You're not allowed to use the meat. Hashochit chulin b'fnim. Person shechts chulin ba'azara, where the Torah says explicitly that the Gemara darshins from the pasuk that berichuk makom atazaveach v'yatazaveach b'makom karav, that you're not allowed to shecht chulin ba'azara, that when you have something that's chulin, only berichuk makom, you're allowed to shecht it, because that's what the Torah says, ki yirchak mimcha makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha, that it's only when yirchak mimcha makom, only there, but in the azara you're not allowed to shecht a chulin. Or on the flip side, kachim b'chutz, you shecht kachim outside of the azara. That's a los hasein in Torah. Torah says yishamel chapental olasech b'chol makom asher tira. So the Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Zayin learns from a hekish that of shochet mimala, that it's also to shecht kachim b'chutz. The Torah says you're not allowed to be malo kachim b'chutz. So we learn from there, yeah, you're also not allowed to shecht kachim b'chutz. So it's a shechita shein ruuya. Chayo v'of haniskalim. You have a chayo or oaf that was needle neskila. They were nirva to a person. They were involved in bestiality. So the halacha is that they're chayiv skila. You have to give them skila. So they're asr ba'ana, even if you do shech them. So in all those cases, these are shechita shein ru'uya. The meat's not going to be okay anyway. The meat's asr anyway. Rameir mechayiv. Rameir says, yeah, you still got to do kisui adam. It's enough of a shechita that you chayiv in kisui adam. Shechita shein ru'uya, shma shechita. It counts as a shechita. V'cham potzim. V'cham say, no, you don't have to do kisui adam. It's a shechita shein ru'uya. Since you're not going to be able to eat it, shechita shein ru'uya, lo shma shechita. Hashochet v'nesnablo biyado. Similarly, but not exactly the same. If a person shechts a chayor or an oaf, and then it becomes a nevela, unintentionally, there was a pegima in the sakin or something like that, he violated one of the halachas of shechita, he paused in the middle, shehiya, he pushed down with too much force, he messed up, and he made the animal a nevela. Hanocher, or he rips the animal's neck along the length, instead of cutting across the animal's neck, or hama'aker, or he uproots the simanim, and then shechts them, Pater milchasos. Then he's pater from kisu, because then it wasn't even a shechita that was done. It's a shechita shein ru'uya. You're doing a shechita that's not going to be matir the basar, but the maisa that he did is a maisa Ma'aseh Shechita. Over here, what we're describing is, you didn't even do a Ma'aseh Shechita. You ripped out the simanim, you cut it the wrong way, you pushed down. That's not even a Ma'aseh Shechita. So that, for sure, you don't have to do Kisei Adam. That there doesn't seem to be any machlokas about. So says the Gemara, Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Ra'a Rebbe Dvarav Shal Rabbi Meir, Ba'osav Espino, Ushana U'Balashim Chachamim, Ud Rabbi Shimon, B'Kisei Adam, Ushana U'Balashim Chachamim. That when Rebbe was arranging the Mishnayos, he was very clever in how he arranged things. That when he wanted to pask in a certain way, even though he knew it was a Das Yachid, it was a particular Tana that held that way, but when he wanted to pask in a certain way, he would just say it as if that were the Lashon of the Chachamim. He would say, yeah, that's the generally accepted opinion. So when it comes to Shechita Shenaruya, he paskin differently in the Sugya of Elsa Vespino than he does in the Mitzvah of Kisei Adam. He thought Rav Meir was correct, that a Shechita Shenaruya is Shema Shechita with regard to Elsa Vespino, that you can be chayav for Elsa Vespino if you do Shechita Shenaruya. Whereas he paskin like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Kisei Adam, that Shechita Shenaruya is lo Shema Shechita, and therefore you're not going to be chayav in Kisei Adam. And therefore in each place he took the Shechita that he paskin like, and he phrased it as if it's the Shechita of the Chachamim. Okay, but why would he split the Psak? Why would he paskin in one context Shechita Shenaruya Shema Shechita, in the other context lo Shema Shechita? So my time with the Rabbi Meir Ba'osav Espino, what's the reason of Rabbi Meir that by Osav Espino, Shechita Shenaruya counts as a Shechita, and one is Chayiv for Osav Espino, even if he did a Shechita Shenaruya? Amr B'Shimon Levi, Gomer Shechita Shechita, Mishchut Echutz. Mahasom Shechita Shenaruya Shema Shechita, Afaf Shechita Shenaruya Shema Shechita. Rabbi Meir would simply say, look, the word Shechita is used in the Parsha of Osav Espino. It says, Vishar Osav Espino, Lo Sishchatu B'Yom Echad, that you don't do Shechita, and in the Lashon of Shechita is used when it describes Shechting Kachim outside of the Azar. It says Ishish mi Besishal Asher Yishchat Shar Okesavo Ez B'Machana Asher Yishchat Michutz L'Machana. So you have by Shchut Echutz the Lashon of Shechita. So just like by Shchut Echutz, it's by definition it's a Shechita Shenaruya because you're not going to be allowed to eat it, and nevertheless the Torah calls it Shechita. So over here also, when the Torah calls something Shechita by the Yisra of Elsa Vespino, it includes even a Shechita Shenaruya. Rabbi Shimon, my time, how's Rabbi Shimon going to respond to that? Why does Rabbi Shimon think that no, if it's a Shechita Shenaruya, then it's not going to be Chayiv in Osav Espino, because he doesn't learn from Shchut Echutz. Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish Gomar Mitvach Tavach Vachein. He learns from the Pasukim Bereishis by Yosef when he's preparing the meal for his brothers, that it's used Lashon Tvach Tavach, which is the same thing as Shechita, that Mala Halon Shechita Ru'uya Avkan Shechita Ru'uya. Just like over there by Yosef, who was a Shechita Ru'uya, they were preparing it to be eaten that day. So over here also, when it comes to the Lashon of Shechita by Osav Espino, it must only be a Shechita Ru'uya. So the whole question is, do I learn Osav Espino from Shchut Echutz, in which case it means even a Shechita Shein Ru'uya, or do I learn Osav Espino from Yosef, in which case it's only a Shechita Ru'uya? So I ask the Gemara, V'rameir Nami Ligmar Mitvach, why doesn't Rav Meir want to use the pasuk by Yosef as the basis and say that Osav Espino only applies to Shechita Ru'uya? Why is he unsatisfied with that? Well, very simply, the word Shechita doesn't appear by Yosef. Done in Shechita Mishchita, vein done in Shechita Mitvicha. The word Tvicha, it's Tva Tevach Vachein, it's not Shechita. So if you have two possible places to make the comparison, you can either compare the word Shechita to the word Shechita that appears by Shchut Echutz, or to the word Tvicha that appears by Yosef. Much better to go with the direct hit, with the one that used the Lashon Shechita. Tosfos raises the question why it is that if a person is gonev, a shor or a seh, Rav Meir holds in Baba Kama Davayin Aleph, that even if you shech the Shechita Shein Ru'uya, you're chayiv and dalid vehei. Over there, the Torah also only uses the Lashon of Tvicha. It does not use the Lashon of Shechita. It says Utvacho. So we should learn Tvicha of Shor V'Seh that's stolen from the Tvicha that it says by Yosef. That just like by Yosef, it's only a Shechita Ru'uya. So too, by Tashlumei Dalet V'Hei, you should only be Chayiv if you do a Shechita Ru'uya. It's a strong Kasha that Tosfos asks in the Gemara Baba Kama. So Tosfos suggests that even though they both have a Lashon of Tvicha, the Lashon of Tvicha by Geneva, which is done by Avera, Aveira is more comparable to Kachem Bachutz, which is Naveira, as opposed to Yosef preparing a meal for his brothers, which is which was not an Aveira at all. So that's the reason that we make that comparison in that context. But over here we're saying that according to a mayor, it doesn't make any sense to learn from Yosef because it's a Lashon of Tzvicha. We'd much rather learn from Shchutei Chutz. So Man Nafkamina says, just because you use Lashon Tzvicha, that makes it not a viable limud to learn the word Shchita from the word Tzvicha? Hatana de Rabbi Shmuel, Vishav HaKohen, Uva HaKohen, Zoe Shiva, Zoe Bia. We do find that we make a Gzer Shava where the words aren't at all the same. The words Vishav HaKohen and Uva HaKohen, Vishav and Uva are not the same at all. And nevertheless, we learn that the Shivas Kohen and Bias Kohen to the Beis HaManuga, to the house of Esteras, have the same halachos because they're close enough. So apparently you don't need them to be exactly the same. Says Mar Hani Mili Hecha Delaka Dedami. You don't need them to be exactly the same when there's no other option of where to learn it from. But over here we're presented with an option. I can learn the word Shchita by Yosef Espino either from the word Shchita by Shchutei Chutz or from the word Tevicha by Yosef. So of course I'll choose the word Shchita. There is that option. But by Veshava Kohen, Uva Kohen, there is no other option. Now we always, throughout Shas, we always bring that up. Veshava Kohen, Uva Kohen. That you see that the two words are not the same and nevertheless we compare them to each other. It should be pointed out, at least at some point throughout our travels through Shas, what exactly is that case? What's going on? Veshava Kohen, Uva Kohen. So this relates to the parsha of Nigei Batim, which is one of the things that Gemara says in Masech Sanhedrin may have never happened. Right? It's Drosha Kabel Schar. But Nega on a house. The Torah tells us, person has a nega on a house, the Kohen is maskir the house for 7 days, and then on the seventh day, Vishav HaKohen, he comes back to the house, and if he sees that the nega has expanded, he takes out the stones that have the nega, and the surrounding dirt and area around the nega, and he throws it outside of the city, and he closes up the hole with other stones, and he reseals it and cements it, and then he closes off the house for a second week, and on the seventh day, if he sees that the nega returned, then you destroy the whole house and you throw everything out, chutz le'ir. So that's all explicit in the pasuk. But what the pasuk does not say is, what if after the first initial 7 days that he had closed off the house, it didn't spread, but it didn't go away either. It stayed right where it is. And it's only after the second week that it then spread. Do we say, okay, but it's already been 2 weeks. So even though this is the first time it spread, it's already been 2 weeks, so just knock the whole house down, raise the whole house. Or do we say, no, since this is the first time he's noticed a spread of the nega, so you're one week behind. You take out the nega, you take those stones out, you replace them with other stones, and you go through the whole process again. So that's where we say, the pasuk says, Uva HaKohen, V'nitatz HaSabayis, which means it goes back to the status of the Hesker Rishon, of the original Hesker. That's Vishav Uva, Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. Just like by the Shiva that the Torah said, we don't rip out the whole house, we only rip out those stones that are affected, and then we close it up again. So too, Bia, when he comes after the second week, if that's what happened, you would do the same thing. So that's the limit of the Shava Koin and Vah Koin. But anyway, back to our case in the Gemara. So I asked the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Ami, Ligmar Mishchutei Chutz. Why was Rabbi Shimon so insistent that we have to learn the mitzvah, the din of Osav Espino, Dafka from Yosef, and not from Shchutei Chutz? Shchutei Chutz seems to be the more direct limud. Shchutei Chutz has the Lashon Shchita. Because he would say, it may be more comparable in terms of the word that's used, but it's less comparable thematically. Danin chulin michulin, vein danin chulin mikachim. I'd rather learn a halacha of chulin, like Osav Espino, which has nothing to do with karbanos, it's just about shechting animals, from a halacha of chulin, which is from a pasuk about chulin, which is Yosef just shechting chulin animals for his brothers, rather than learn it from a case of kachim bachutz. Rabbi Meir would respond, Osav Espino isn't about chulin only. Atav Osav Espino b'kachem milo naik. Do you think the mitzvah of Osav Espino does not apply to kachem as well? Sure it does. It applies to kachem also. So there's nothing about Osav Espino that screams chulin. Yes, it can be chulin, but it could also be kachem. Ahayinu dekamar, Rabbi Chia, ra Rabbi Dvar v'shara Meir, b'Osav Espino, ushno'o b'loshon chachamim. And that's why Rabbi thought Rabbi Meir was correct, because he got the last word. That Osav Espino seems to be kachem as much as mitzvahs chulin, and therefore there's no reason not to learn from shchutei chutz. So that's why Rabbi thought that Rabbi Meir was correct in that case. So my time with Rabbi Meir b'kisui adam. Now moving to our case, to the mitzvah of kisui adam. Why is it that Rabbi Meir holds that a shchita shein ruya shma shchita with regard to kisui adam that you chayv in kisui even if it's a shchita shein ruya? So I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish kamar shvicha shvicha mishchutei chutz. He learns the word v'shafach that appears by kisui adam from the word v'shafach that appears by shchutei chutz. Malalan shchita shein ruya shma shchita. Afkan shchita shein ruya shma shchita. Just like shchutei chutz, even if it's a shchita that's not matir ba'achila, which by definition it's not, you're chayiv karetz, it's considered to be a violation of shchut echutz, so to avir also, you're chayiv in kisei adam, even on a shchita she'en ruya. What's Rabbi Shimon going to respond? Rabbi Shimon, asher ye achel ksiv. You can't learn from shchut echutz. By kisei adam, the pasuk explicitly says that you're shechting a chaya or an oaf, asher ye achel, that you're going to eat. So it's very clear that the mitzvah of kisei adam is only on a shchita that will allow you to eat the animal. Rabbi Meir, hahu lemute of tameh huda asa. Now, Asher Yechel is just telling me that there's no mitzvah of kisui adam on a non-kosher type of bird, but a kosher type of bird, there is a mitzvah of kisui adam, even if this particular bird is not kosher because it's a treif or whatever. Rabbi Shimon of tameh my taima to lav barachiluhu treifanami lav barachiluhu, and Rabbi Shimon would say it's the same din. The fact that a non-kosher bird doesn't have a mitzvah of kisui is because you can't eat it, and shchita shein ruya also doesn't have a mitzvah of kisui because you can't eat it. And that's why Rabbi sided with Rabbi Shimon in the situation of kisei adam, because he got the last word as far as the machlokes of kisei adam was concerned, and that's why he says it belashon the chachamim. Amar Rabbi Abbas. Now the Gemara brings Rabbi Abba who explains the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Lo lekolam Rabbi Shimon shchita shein ruya shma shchita. Rabbi Shimon doesn't think shchita shein ruya is a shchita for everything, because Rabbi Meir doesn't think rather shchita shein ruya shma shchita for everything. Modi Rabbi Meir she'im matiras ba'achila. Rabbi Meir would agree that a shchita shein ruya is not matir ba'achila. V'lo lekolam Rabbi Shimon shchita shein ruya lo shma shchita. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't think that a shchita shein ruya accomplishes nothing. Modi Rabbi Shimon she'mataras midei nevi. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's mitar midei nevela, that a shchita shein ruya would at least make the animal not tame tumas nevela. So what's the chiddush of each of those sentences? Amar mar lo lekolam Rameir shchita shein ruya shma shchita mod Rameir she'in matiras ba'achila. Even Rameir would agree that when you do a shchita shein ruya you can't eat it, it's a treifa. So says Mar pshita treifa b'shchita mimishtaya, isn't that obvious? Of course you can't eat it, it's a treifa. So lo tzricha l'shochet as a treifa matzah b'ben teschai. Now the case is, you shechted a treifa animal, of course you can't eat it, but inside there's a fetus that's a 9-month fetus and it's alive. So salka taitecha mina hold amra meir shchita shein ruya shma shchita tahani le shchita zima velo libar shchita. I might have thought, well, since Rabbi Meir holds that a shchita shein ruya is called shchita, so granted you can't eat the mother's a treifa, but you should be able to eat the baby. So kamash mlan, that's why Rabbi Abba has to tell me that even according to Rabbi Meir, the shchita does not help for the just like it doesn't help for the mother, it doesn't help for the fetus either, and you need to shech the fetus. So v'tizbra, wait a second, do you think that Rameir would even have a hava mina that the shechita would work for the vlad? V'amr Rameir, Rameir himself says in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Dalid, ben pakua to'un shechita. He's the one that holds that a ben pakua always needs shechita. It's not mutar b'shechita simo. So certainly Rameir doesn't hold that the vlad that's inside the treifa is going to be mutar b'shechita simo. He holds no vlad as mutar b'shchita simo. Says Mar, yeah, but these two shitas of Rameir are not connected to each other. The din of shchita shein ruya and the din of ben pakua are two separate dinim. So lo tzricha, Rabbi Abba did not have to tell me that Rameir himself, that the person, the Tana Rabbi Meir, needs to say a chiddush that if the mother's a treifa, you can't eat, that the baby's going to need shchita. Of course, Rameir, the person's going to hold that. He holds the baby always needs shchita. But the Rebbe savor like Rabbi Meir v'savor like Rabbanan. But Rebbe passes like Rabbi Meir in one context and like Rabbanan in a different context. Savor like Rabbi Meir damar shchita shein ruya shma shchita. He holds like Rabbi Meir that shchita shein ruya counts as a shchita. V'savor like Rabbanan damar shchita simu mitarato. But he does hold of the din of ben pakua against Rabbi Meir on that front. He holds like the Rabbanan that the shchita of the mother works for the baby. So kiven damar Rabbanan shchita simu mitarato tahani le shchita simu v'lo le bayi shchita. So kamash mulan. So according to Rebbe, since there is such a din of Ben Pakua And Shechita Shein Ruya, Shema Shechita, I would think that the Shechita Sa'im, even when it's a Trefa, would work for the baby. So that's why Rabbi Abba has to tell me that the Vlad, whose mother is a Trefa, the halach is not that way. It's going to need its own Shechita. The Stipler explains, the Heter of Ben Pakua is B'Shechita Simos because it's considered Echad Me'evareha. So he points out, that's why it doesn't work for the, even though you did a Maisa Shechita on the mother, and Shechita Sheinuri is Shema Shechita, but the baby is just considered Echad Me'evareha, one of the limbs of the mother. All of the limbs of this mother are Asr, because the mother is a Trefa. So good, so this is Echad Me'evareha, that's the Maskan, right? That's why it's no good, that's why it's going to need its own Shechita. Says more of Lola Kalam Rabbi Shim Shechita Sheinuri, Lo Shema Shechita, Mother Rabbi Shim Shem Taras Midei Nevela. Even Rabbi Shimon agreed that a Shechita Shein Ruya at least has the capacity to take away the Yisr Nevela. So it says, Mar Pshita, Dom Rav Yehuda Amara, Varmil Masnisa Tana, Vichy Yamos Mina Behema, Mikzas Behema Metama, Mikzas Behema, Eina Metama. That some behemos are Metame, other behemos are not Metame. The Ezo, what's a behema that's not Metame when it dies? Zo Trefa Sheshchata. A behema that was a Trefa and you shechted it. It didn't die on its own. So even though it's a Shechita Shein Ruya, you can't eat it because it's a Trefa, but at least the Shechita is Metar Midei Nevela. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Abba? We know this. This is obvious. That when you do a Shechita on the Trefa, that the animal is not in Nevela. So it says, Mara, Lo Tzricha, the Shechita is a Trefa v'Chulin ba'Azara. You shecht a Chulin Trefa in the Azara. That's the Chiddush. Titania, HaShechita is a Trefa, the Chen HaShechit v'Nimtzis Trefa, Zevazeh Chulin ba'Azara. If you shecht a Trefa that's Chulin ba'Azara, Rabbi Shimon Matir Ba'ana. Rabbi Shimon holds it doesn't take on the status of Chulin ba'Azara, because it's a Shechita She'en Ruy, it's Lo Shema Shechita, so you didn't violate Shechita's Chulin ba'Azara. Since it was a Trefa, it was a Shechita She'en Ruya, what you did doesn't count as a Shechita. V'cham Mosim, V'cham say, yes you did, it counts as a Shechita, and it therefore is Chulin ba'Azara, and therefore it's Asur Ba'ana. So Sal, Kadait Chamina, Hol V'am Rabbi Shimon Mutar Ba'ana, Alma Lav Shechiti, Klal. So I might have thought, in that case, since Rabbi Shimon is going to say, when you do a Shechita She'en Ruya of Chulin ba'Azara, that it's not called enough of a Shechita to label it Chulin ba'Azara and to make it Asur Ba'ana, so I would think it's not called a Shechita for anything. Say, Ema Midei Nevela Nami Lo Mutara. Maybe you should even have a status of a nevela. So come Ashmolan. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Abba. Then no, it doesn't go that far. It does not have the status of a nevela. Now, as far as the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara, according to Rabbi Shimon, Amalei of Papa Labai, Besav Rabbi Shimon Chulin Ba'azara, Daraisi, does Rabbi Shimon really hold that Chulin Ba'azara is an Isser Da'araisa? So Amalei of Abai says for Papa, in, absolutely, Rabbi Shimon holds Chulin Shishu Ba'azara is an Isser Minatora. And I'll prove it to you. Because Vatnan, there's a Mishnah Maseches Tumura that says as follows, that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chulin shenishchutu ba'azara yisrufu ba'isarfu ba'esh. If you have chulin that was shechted ba'azara, just burn it. V'chein chaya shenishchutu ba'azara, and even a chaya, even though a chaya cannot be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not kadshim, nevertheless they made a gzera, just burn it. So the Gemara says, Iyam rapish lamadar raisa ahena de gazrinan. If you say that chulin shenishchutu ba'azara in general is din dar raisa, so I understand that you're going to make a gzera of an isra hana'a de gazrinan chaya atu behema. That you can make a gzera that you're not even allowed to get hana from a chaya that was shechted ba'azara, even though that clearly on a daraisa level would not be chulin shenishchutu ba'azara, because a chaya is not even eligible to be a karban, but you make a gezeira atu behema, that just like a behema chulin that's shechted ba'azara is asur ba'ana, a chaya which is always chulin that's shechted ba'azara is also asur ba'ana. Ele'i amrit rabbanan, but if you're going to say that the Yisur Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara is only mid rabbanan, behema mai taima, what's the reason there were gozer the Yisur Hana'a on the behema? Dilma asin lemechel kachim b'chutz. We're afraid you're going to come to eat basur kachim b'chutz. How would you come to eat basur kachim b'chutz? A person's going to see this animal that was shechted in the Azara. They're going to assume, oh, shechted in the Azara, it must be kachim, but it wasn't. It's really chulin. And then they're going to see that you're eating it outside, you're eating it b'chutz. They're going to say, oh, apparently kachim could be eaten b'chutz. So that would be the gzeira of chulin shenishchutu ba'azara, if you hold that it's not daraisa. Yeah, but if it's all because of a gzeira, he Gufa gzera, vana nekum v'nigzar gzera l'gzera. It itself is only gzera. We're going to go and make a gzera on top of that gzera that we're going to include chaya shenishchutu ba'azara also in the isra of chulin shenishchutu ba'azara. So no, it must be the chulin shenishchutu ba'azara is a din da'oraisa, and there's a gzera of chaya atu behema. Now the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Chia nafalei ya'aniva. Rabbi Chia had a bekisne, had a certain worm that was eating up his pishtan. Asa l'kamei de Rabbi, so he came to Rabbi. Amrle, he said, said, I have a great answer for you. Shkol ofa ushchot aluvisa demaya. Shecht a bird right by the main mishra, right by the water that you soak the flax in, demorach dama, because the worm that's eating all your linen is going to smell the dam of the oaf. It's not going to like it, b'shavaklei, and it's going to run away. It's not going to bother you anymore. Say, hey, chiyavad achi. Says, well, how could he do that? Shecht the oaf and use the dam? V'atanya, shokhet v'tzorach l'dam chayv l'chasos. What about the mitzvah of kisei adam? So, ketzad yasa, o nochro, o okro. No, what he's telling him is either just don't shecht it, choke it, or be okay the kind of veshet. And since you're not doing it pederach shechita, you're going to be potter from the mitzvah of kisei adam. So if that's the case, why did Rabbi Chiya shecht the oaf and use the dam? Sorry, the Braisa tells us that if you want to get out of the mitzvah of kisei, you need to be nocher or oker. So why in this case did he tell him to be shecht it? If you shecht it, you're not going to be allowed to use the dam for the mitzvah of kisei. L'chora, the Gemara could have just said that Rabbi Chiya took an oaf tamei, which is not chayiv in kisei adam to begin with. But apparently this, it wouldn't have worked on an oaf tamei. Meaning to get rid of the worm only works on an oaf tahar. So we're going to have to discuss tomorrow what this means for us as far as shechita sheinu ruya, and what this means for us as far as just stam, killing animals and hunting and the like. So Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with that tomorrow.